Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Here's the number. You definitely should give them a call if you have any information. It's 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the web, girl. I'm really looking forward to this. What are you covering today for Murder Monday?
So today we're talking about Aaron Hernandez, who is an NFL Super Bowl champion turned convicted murderer. Aaron Hernandez grew up in Bristol, Connecticut with his older brother, mom, and abusive dad. Aaron and his older brother lived in constant fear of their dad, but they revered him at the same time. He was the ultimate macho man, so their relationship was always very complicated. He would beat his children when he was on an alcohol bender for no reason at all, and when he thought his kids weren't trying hard enough in their sports, which were very important to him. Aaron and his older brother remember a time where their dad banged their mother's head into the counter so hard until she was bloody and unconscious. So his abuse was not just for the children, but also towards his wife.
That's insane that he and those kids see things like that.
Exactly.
And what it carries with them.
They witnessed it all. Aaron Hernandez was also sexually abused as a child by a babysitter. It started when he was 6 and continued on for years. It was never acknowledged by Aaron, which led to problems because he never fully coped with what had happened. But his brother remembers it happening, and it was an older boy who forced him to perform oral sex on himself. So even with all of that going on, Aaron was a clear star when it came to sports. In school, he was said to be goofy, nice, and always the class clown. He would make fun of himself before he made fun of anyone else. He was extremely popular, attractive, and was this an incredible athlete. But he had a secret he was hiding from everyone. From the time of junior high to all throughout high school, he had an on-again, off-again relationship with the quarterback on his football team, who was one of his childhood best friends. As kids, they thought it was just messing around, until it turned into a full-blown sexual relationship that they had to keep private, and Aaron was constantly paranoid about hiding. When Aaron was 16 years old, his father passed away while he was on the surgery table for a routine hernia operation. Although they had a complicated relationship, this was a clear moment that defined a shift in Aaron Hernandez. His mom started to have an affair with his cousin's husband, and Aaron quickly moved out and moved in with his cousin. He and his mom's relationship was never fully mended. So he had just lost his dad, didn't have a relationship with his mom, and his brother was off at college. To get away from his mom, he decided to go to the University of Florida on a full ride scholarship. This was when he began to have his first impulsive burst of extreme aggression. It's speculated that he brutally beat up a bartender during his first weeks in school, but because of the caliber of player he was, the university covered it up and never pressed charges. He failed any drug tests, and his coaches purposely prevented him from going home because he knew that that was a trigger for Aaron to get into some trouble. Every time he would go home and come back, he would fail another drug test. After his junior year of college, his coach Urban Meyer said that he would not be welcome back onto the University of Florida team. So he decided to enter into the NFL draft, and with the 113th pick, he landed with the New England Patriots. So he was this star athlete. He won a national championship with Florida, why was he the 113th pick? It was because when they tested him for all of these skills and these social abilities, his social immaturity was the lowest they've ever seen it.
Wow.
On a male his age. He was extremely immature socially, but his athletic abilities were undeniable. But all of that came to an end in the offseason of 2013. Police showed up to search his home after the body of Odin Lloyd was found. When we come back, we will discuss his involvement with Odin Lloyd and how a superstar became a convicted felon.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Live the Web Girl, covering something that's really topical, Aaron Hernandez.
Yes, I'm covering the case of Aaron Hernandez. So when we left off, the body of Odin Lloyd was found in the summer of 2013, early June. So Odin Lloyd was friends with Aaron Hernandez, the Super Bowl winner. Lloyd was dating Aaron Hernandez's longtime girlfriend's sister. He played semi-pro football, so they had a lot in common. And they also loved to smoke marijuana together. And they really found it as a hobby and had it in common together. And the two sisters were very close. So the four of them hung out a lot of time. And Lloyd and Hernandez spent a lot of time together. But Lloyd's body was found with multiple gunshot wounds to the back and the chest in an industrial park about a mile from Hernandez's house. So a high school boy was jogging home from the gym when he spotted this tarp covering this body. There were text messages from Lloyd's phone that confirmed he was with Aaron and two of Aaron's friends who have an extensive background in breaking the law. Aaron was constantly surrounding himself with criminals, even though himself, he had never been arrested, never had a run-in with the law, even though he might have should have. He was never booked or charged with anything. So we asked, was this for protection? Was he trying to portray a persona that he was some tough guy? Why was he constantly surrounding himself with these criminals? Either way, the police showed up to his house with a search warrant and ended up arresting Aaron Hernandez in June. They knew they were together that night because of cell phone towers showing their phones in the same range, a slew of text messages before they hung out, and actual footage of Odin Lloyd leaving his apartment and getting into a rental car that was, in fact, in Aaron Hernandez's last name, in the late night around 2 a.m. So Aaron's outside home security footage was deleted from that evening, which seemed very suspicious to police. But the next day, they found footage from the camera inside Aaron's suburban mansion, and you can see him holding a gun close to his stomach and sneaking around the home like it's looking for a place to hide it. The murder weapon was never found, but is believed to be thrown out by his fiance once Aaron was already booked in jail. During the investigation, the police found a car parked at Aaron's cousin's house that Boston police had been looking for years. The car was linked to a double homicide of two immigrants who were shot at a stoplight. On August 22nd, 2013, Hernandez was indicted by a grand jury for the murder of Odin Lloyd, along with five firearm charges. All of the guns he owned were illegally owned, which he was not on parole. He doesn't have any history of crime. He can purchase a gun. He legally can have a gun, but for some reason, he decided to go the back route, get it from these criminals that he hung out with, and have guns that he got illegally. He was serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. And a motive for the death of Odin Lloyd was never certain. Did he do it because Odin just looked at him at the wrong way at a club one night and his impulsive anger got the better of him? Or did Odin discover Aaron's other side of his sexuality and he was paranoid he was going to out him? While investigating Lloyd's death, they found a darker side of Aaron. The two men who were killed at a stoplight ended up falling on the responsibility of Aaron's friend, who was a regular criminal and often had run-ins with the law. Aaron Hernandez was acquitted of the double homicide, but days later, on April 19th, on 2017, correctional officers found him dead at just 27 years old. He hung himself with bedsheets in his prison cell, and he had been smoking K2, a drug associated with psychosis, within 30 hours of his death. Shampoo was found covering the floor, and cardboard was wedged under the cell door to make it difficult for someone to enter him and to try to save him. There were drawings and blood on the walls showing an unfinished pyramid and the all-seeing eye of God with the word Illuminati written in capital letters underneath.
Whoa.
On April 20th, 2017, investigators reported that three handwritten notes were left next to a Bible. One was to his lawyer, one was to his fiance, and one was to his daughter. They were written in a disjointed, ominous tone. And the letter to his daughter was strange, like he was rambling, but also was very tender. After his death, researchers at Boston University studied Hernandez's brain and diagnosed him with chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Never heard of that.
Which is CTE.
Oh, okay.
So there's four stages of CTE, and his brain was at a level 3. The researchers suggested that the CTE, which also results in poor judgment, lack of impulse control, aggression, anger, paranoia, emotional volatility, and rage behaviors may explain some of Aaron's criminal acts and other behavior. Also, his childhood, his past with abuse and sexual abuse probably did not help in hiding a secret life that he had for his entirety of his life. Probably did not help either. But that is the case of Aaron Hernandez.
Wow. Live the Web Girl with Murder Monday today. Thank you so much. Kind of all about you this morning. I hear your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. He's a good dude, but I hear you're mad at him. Is there something to this?
I am mad at him. I'm not like really, really mad at him, but it's just kind of an ongoing argument that we have. Yes, because of our families.
Okay. I think a lot of people can relate to this one.
Absolutely. We'll dive into it coming up next.